If they ain't in the car.
Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Run away.
The runway. Like I said yesterday, you know, when it's a positive night, this thing, the numbers is so low, and everything. So all the girls must be thrilled. It was going to be Classic Tuesday once again tonight, Miss Thing. And so the numbers is only at 35 on the phone line and 22 in the chat room. But last night, the numbers on the phone line was up to 161. The chat room was up to 91, and everybody was tuned in for all the negative. If all you girls tune in for all the negative, then when you tune in for the positive, I think we can definitely take this ballroom scene in another direction. But the negative is outweighing the positive, and it's really ridiculous. But on that note, I'm going to definitely play a beat, and I'm going to definitely bring the icon, legendary Cabbage Ebony on, because it is still Classic Tuesdays with a touch of the recap. So let me get that all way, beat switchboard. Cabbage, are you there, darling?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, darling? How are you doing?
Fine, okay, marvelous, great, a little indecisive, but I'm doing good.
I know, that's right. Are you ready for tomorrow night?
What's tomorrow night?
To start cooking, honey.
Oh, boo, I don't have to start tomorrow night.
Oh, you doing everything Thursday?
Yeah, I can make everything on Thursday. I'm making sweet potato pies and all of that tomorrow night, but my cooking don't get done until the day.
Oh, no, honey. I have to start cooking Wednesday night, honey, so when I wake up Thursday, honey, everything is done, honey, but my turkey.
Oh, no, I marinate everything the day before while I'm doing my bacon, and then that day, my collard greens and everything I can make during that day. I mean, I get up 5 o'clock in the morning and I get it done.
I know that's right, honey. I know that's right. Oh, I see my girlfriend is in the chat room tonight. She wasn't in the chat room last night. But I want to congratulate Cream of Nature Garcon on her best dress win at the Ball in Baltimore. How you doing, Cream? I see you. I know you. How you doing, girl? What's the tea, honey? But, you know, I was just, so how do you feel about the ball, Cabbage?
You know, I wasn't able to get on. I tried 19 times to get on last night, and I tried to get on at like 11:15. There was no me getting on. So,
the phone lines were so jam-packed. You should have hit me up on Yahoo, honey. I would have called you, honey, or called the house phone. The phone lines were so jam-packed because there was so much negative that was going on. So, you know, the phone lines was packed because of the negative.
Right. Okay. So now, what happened last night? Recap me so I can be up to speed. Just, you know, mix right through it, you know, dot, 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 and I'll be all right.
What happened last night was that everybody came on. We said everything that happened at the ball and everything. And Bam came on the show, and he said that he had, that since he came back out in the last year, that he has felt that I have been throwing shade to the House of Ebony. And I told him, well, I don't know where you get that from, because I speak to Cabbage, I speak to Joseph, I speak to Tim, I speak to everybody in the House of Ebony and everything, and we all communicate and everything. So I don't know where that you felt that I was throwing the House of Ebony shade. So he had some build-up frustration towards me, he said, about the situation. And so then he also said that Amori stepped on his feet 3 times and that's why the whole situation happened, and that he never pushed Amari. And so everybody was sending me the link to the video. A lot of show was going on, but I didn't have time to stop because the phone lines were jam-packed. Everybody was calling in. My phone was being blown up, and I didn't have time to stop to see the video. So actually, when the show was over, and I think it was our next hour, I stopped to watch the video. And so then the next hour, then we boot up in time enough so we couldn't do the extra hour. So it was clear as day on the video that Amari never stepped on Bam's feet at the 3 times that he said that he stepped on his feet. Bam said he never mushed Amari. It was clear as day on the video that he did mush Amari in the back of the head and everything. So everything that Bam said, it actually contradicted itself that he said on the show last night. And so, and like I broke it down to Kool-Aid and Nicole after the show, Bam has been coming to balls for years, okay? And for years, you know, if the girls crowd in the runway and the kids are voguing, somebody's going to get hit. Somebody's going to get stepped on. Somebody might even get smacked with a bitch weave or anything, because that's what happened when these kids are voguing. So if somebody stepped on your feet or anything while you're voguing, you just got to take it like, okay, I was standing too close. They spin out of control or whatever, because that's how I take it. Because, bitch, I used to get hit plenty of times just sitting down at my table and people voguing and all types of things. And so then Roy came on and he felt some type of way about the mace, about the mace being sprayed at the mall. We explained to Roy about the whole situation. Then my son came on and my son apologized. Bam apologized to me for pushing the table into me. And that's where it left off at there. And then we were supposed to come back with Roy and Bam and Rodney and everybody, but then the extra hour didn't boot up.
Okay, so now... Am I reading, because I read on Facebook, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Because I read on Facebook that the person that maced Roy, again, because you didn't say a name, I'm not going to say a name. All right? The person that maced Roy got on Facebook and said, well, old mace, and he maced an old ebony.
This is what happened. My son page is private. I'm not going to mention the Ebony name. Okay, I'm not going to mention the Ebony name that hit my son up in his inbox and was telling my son he needs to watch his back or whatever, whatever, what the situation. Then my son picked what he put up on Facebook, but that was before he called and apologized to Roy and everything on the show.
Okay, because to be honest with you, everybody has been hit. Okay, it happened. I don't know how everybody feels about it. Yeah, Bam was wrong. I saw the video, but I didn't have to see the video. I saw what went on because I was above y'all. I was right above the Mizrahi table upstairs on the balcony. I saw everything that happened, okay? My real take of the ball, I was enjoying the ball until that happened. And even after that, I didn't care if they're going to fight. Fight! If that's what you're, but y'all should have, it should have been in a different setting to me. But if it's cause for a fight, fight. But let it have been a fight. There was no fight. It was a bunch of pushing. People started stampeding, screaming. And that's what happened. If two people going to fight, fight and get it over with. Don't start stampeding and running and then everybody. But more than one person maced. More than one person used mace. Okay? Because I've seen two cans of it. I was, like I said, Kelly, I was standing right above. I see both cans. I saw both people who did it. But again, at the end of the day, when you mace somebody, then if y'all gonna fist fight, fist fight. But when you mace somebody, that causes somebody to want to come back at you. You see what I'm saying? And I know if it was Sanaya, like they was protecting you, but they should have used their hands. Because nobody pulled out a weapon. Mace was used, and then that's like, why mace? Because then it gets so many people. But I guess if that's where you got to do it, that's fine with me too. To me, it was just a fight. All this back and forth, it's going to be a lot of that. But I really think that both of us, both houses, should just leave it alone. Because I have advised my house not to go to Vogue Night tonight.
Okay. I told them, I was talking to you, and that we're going to take and rectify this problem. We're going to take and rectify this problem, and this problem is not going to continue at the next function. Because it makes no sense to take and come out and fuck up somebody else's function.
Right, and that's the whole point. And us being two different houses, regardless of who started, they're going to have to penalize both of us. So what's going to happen is either they're going to advise that we don't come to their function, or they're going to hint because, like, we're the troublemakers. I don't want to be labeled as a troublemaker. The House of Ebony already got that label, all right? But, again, it needs to be rectified. So, again, Kelly, like I'm saying, no Ebonies are supposed to be at that function. Not one. So, if you see any of them there, I don't want you to say nothing to them. I want you to make sure you tell me which Ebonies are there. Because I specifically sent word out. No one is to go to Vogue Night. And I mean what the fuck I say. all right? Because anyone that gets fucking defiant, they're going to get put the fuck out. I don't care what Bernie, Michael Haynes, Tim, I don't care what Dre, I don't care what anybody said. If I find out Anna Ebony is at that fucking Vogue function, I am going to put them out before the sun rises tomorrow. This is what I mean. Since y'all want to do all of this, okay, I understand. But if I said something and a motherfucker go out, may it be godmother, godfather, mother, Sanaya, anyone, they better not go out. Because if they do and I find out about it, they're getting put out. No probation, none of that bullshit, because y'all seem to have a problem when anybody else say something. But I'm going to flex my motherfucking muscles. Like I promised everybody else, when I promise I'm going to put you out, you better motherfucking believe I'm going to put your ass out. If any motherfucking body that carries the EBONY name, after this show, if any motherfucking body got a problem with what the fuck I said, make sure you get in touch with me first, or you will be a 007 by sun motherfucking rise. Now, take it any motherfucking way you want to. I don't give a fuck if your girlfriend drove. I don't give a fuck if you flew in a spaceship and it won't be back until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You gotta walk the motherfucking street, go on the whole stroll, find a park, find a movie, do something. If one motherfucking Ebony is at that motherfucking function, they will be a 007 after I'm finished. I'm not playing. I'm not playing no motherfucking jokes. No one is supposed to be there. Because if y'all not going to listen to what the fuck I got to say, then there shouldn't be no reason for me to be here. Or there shouldn't be no reason for you to be here, and I've been here longer. So now, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck what, from what chapter. Maybe Pittsburgh, Virginia, Colorado, California, Istanbul, West Bubblefuck. So if a girlfriend knows that their girlfriend is going in the house of Ebony, y'all want to be shady if y'all want to. But if I find out a bitch is there, a bitch is getting put the fuck out. And I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. And if you want to fight, we can take care of that one too. But y'all motherfuckers better listen up. All the Ebonies better get the text in their girlfriends, their buddies, or whatever. Femme queen, butch queen, butch queen up in drags, bull dagger, dyke, aggressive, E-man, he-man, I don't give a fuck. Now, Air One better be there. Now, y'all play with me if y'all want to. Now, Air One is supposed to be there. So, I'll say what I have to say. Let's start with the segment to see what everybody else got to say.
Okay, we have a couple of callers. 510-485, you're live on the air. 510-485, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone, caller. The next caller, oh, well, they hung up. And well, if anybody's on the phone lines and you have any comments that you want to make, because there was a lot of people that was on the phone lines last night and they had their hands up and everything, but we couldn't get to them because we ran out of time, you can definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. And we'll definitely take your comments, honey. You know, if you want to, you don't want to know about everything that happened at the functions, you want to know some ballroom history, we're doing a little recap and a little classic. All in one, honey. What the fuck, honey? Y'all better get all y'all radio in tonight, Miss Thing, because I forgot tomorrow night is Wednesday night and it's to prepare for Thanksgiving. So I'll be canceling the show for tomorrow night, and there will be no show tomorrow night. The next time we'll be back on the air is on Monday. So, girls, y'all better get y'all motherfucking ready in tonight, Miss Say, because there ain't gonna be no motherfucking show tomorrow in Pittsburgh. How the fuck do you do it, honey? Keisha keep pressing one, but then her hand keeps going down and everything. Keisha, where you at, honey? I know. Keisha always has a lot to say. Keisha, call back in, honey. Call back in, because Keisha always has a lot to say.
Okay.
I was trying to see if we could have, I could have got Rodney and Bam on the line, had Rodney get Bam back on the line, so we could have talked to Bam again, but Rodney hasn't hit me back, so I don't know, honey.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question, Kelly. How did you feel about the function, besides the fight?
Besides the fight, Cabbage, when I tell you besides the fight, bitch, the chicken was fab. You know, I needed a little something in my stomach after my service. The chicken was fab to stay. And then I thought that they brought me a cocktail because they went and brought and got a cocktail to stay. Those motherfuckers brought me a motherfucking Four Loko, bitch, and they put it in the bar and they put it in the car. Bitch, and I was jumping all around the place, and I didn't know why I was jumping around the place until the next day. I said, that liquor was good. They said, what liquor? I said, the liquor that y'all gave me. They said, that was a Four Loko. They said she had me bouncing all over the place. I see one and trying to ban that shit.
She gets you going, baby.
You know, I'm not a girl for shoes, Miss Day. I'm not a girl for shoes. So, you know, I usually sit down when I have on a shoe. Bitch, I was jumping around the place and running back and forth to the bathroom and all types of things. I like the Four Loko. I like that.
Yeah, they are something else. I tried one in Atlanta because I never saw them in Brooklyn, but I saw them, but I guess I didn't know what they were. But one night, I had one in Atlanta. I motherfucking gag.
Hold on, we got a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. What is going on with these girls? Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, private caller, I guess you're not live on the air. We're going to have to let you go, private caller. To you girls that's in the chat room that's playing with the situation, the situation is not a situation to be played with. Cabbage is dead serious. So I know you girls that you girls that's in the chat room that you're not an Ebony. So stop playing with the situation because the Cabbage is being dead serious, okay? To you queens, please don't get blocked.
And don't get
that
girl fucked up. For real.
Yeah, sorry, bitch. But,
okay.
You know, I really enjoy myself, even though that's what I tell the girls all the time. It don't have to be, the ball don't have to be packed. If you only want your ball to be packed because you want to take to get your money back and you want to, you know, make a little profit, but the ball don't have to be packed for the ball to be fun. It can just be 100, 150 girls at a ball this day, and it's fun to say you can be able to move around, you get to see everybody, you get to congregate, the categories move so fast and everything. I really hate when it's a whole bunch of girls at the wrong mistake because then you have to worry about 20 or 25 girls walking out of the fucking category.
And that's the truth. And to me, that ball ran so smooth. After I finished serving the food and I cleaned up and everything, and I ran to the store and got me a Sprite and came back, I sat up in the top, and it was so cool near the door. Everybody was laughing and kicking. The little bit of shade that was going through the place, that's all usual and normal. But for the most part, everybody was having a good time. It seemed like a lot of people had not seen each other in New York for a few functions. Because we do not have functions
like that in New York. New York was the headquarters for functions, bitch. If it ain't a rugby, bitch, we barely having a ball here in New York.
And that's the thing.
And that's crazy. Really crazy. All the places is like, it's really like, there's no places in New York to have a function anymore. And it's really crazy. And we need to get back to the fun and the functions. I want the fun and the creativity to come back to the functions.
Yeah, and I would wish it would come back, too, because the fun always applies with the shade. But shade, as long as, it's, again, like I said last week, healthy shade is healthy shade. But when you just being shady because you got a breath, that's not worth it to me. And it seems like a lot of things go on that really shouldn't if y'all get back to the basics. You came, you paid your
thing. Hold on, we have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I just have a question. Are y'all just recapping the Ebony Ball this week, or are y'all recapping the ball from Baltimore as well?
We're recapping everything, baby. Go ahead.
My thought on the ball, like, in Baltimore, said, can I couldn't make it to the Ebony. The Baltimore ball was pretty cute. I mean, it could have been better, but me personally, I think for it being a free ball, it was pretty cute. I mean, a lot of teams got, you know, I'm sorry, my thoughts are fucked up. A lot of people changed houses, which, like, really fucked my head up, like Brandy E.V. Sears, now Illuminati, Iman becoming Mother Escott. It was just, like, a lot of shit going on down there that I thought was, like, real crazy.
So what house is Brandy in now?
Brandy is no longer Eve and Eve, so she's now, you know, Brandy Illuminati. Shantae became Mother Eve, so I don't know if y'all know, but she came as Mother Eve, so Iman is now Mother Escada of the Baltimore chapter.
Okay. I know that's right. The girls made changes and switches this weekend.
Yes, a lot of people made changes and switches. The only thing I didn't like about
the
boys,
did you enjoy yourself at the function?
Huh?
I said, did you enjoy yourself at the function?
Yes, I enjoyed myself very well. The only thing I didn't enjoy was Runway, though, for some reason. They was not bringing it like Jay at all.
A lot of girls called in last night and they had a problem with the Runway category also.
Yes, they was not bringing it like Jay at all. And, like, talking to Jay after the ball, Jay felt very disrespected. He just thought that they made a mockery out of his ballroom career.
Well, maybe the girls will have a better chance December 18th, 2010, in Chicago at the Escada Ball. The Escada Ball is coming up, and it's a free ball, and they have grand prize. One is Runway for $1,000, open to all. Legends versus winners versus of the year versus challenges, honey, at the Escada Ball.
Yeah, so I have a question. How you doing, Cabbage?
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good.
Do I know you? Because, you know, I used to live in Baltimore.
No, I don't live in Baltimore. I just came up there. I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So how you been?
I'm doing good. My name's Varsity, by the way. Varsity Arashi.
Oh, okay. Did you walk?
No, I didn't. I just came up there to spectate.
Oh, okay. So Vote Sim.
Vote Sim was cute. I'm glad Little James won. It was down to Little James and Kitty.
Oh, all right. I love Little James Vogan, but I love Kitty Balenciaga's Vogan, too. So
yeah.
That would have been hard for me, too. As long as James was on her spin A game and Kitty Balenciaga was on her A spin game, I knew that was something to see.
That was a hot baby.
No,
bitch,
no.
I live for Miss Ebony.
I have never seen James Vogue. I seen him vote at the Poochie Ball, bitch. He needs to bring his stuff that he had at the Kiki function to the real balls.
Yeah.
I really think I love James Vogan.
Yeah, James has really improved, like, from what I've seen over the YouTube clips. He has really improved.
Really? And she always comes to Rumble Ball to just tear it up just a tad bit.
Yeah.
One of the cons that does travel. Yeah, I love James. But thank you, caller.
You are okay.
Thank you for definitely calling in. Anybody else that's out there, y'all want to recap some other things, honey, feel free to definitely press one, honey. We are live on the air, honey. We are in the building, bitch. I'm in the kitchen right now getting me some juice, honey. So y'all have to wait 1 minute for me to get back to the boards, honey. You know I'm a fat girl, honey. I had to get me a beverage.
So what are you cooking this Thanksgiving, Kelly? What are you cooking Thanksgiving?
I'm cooking for Thanksgiving. I'm making turkey. Me and my son Rock is making turkey. We're making ham. We're making ribs. Fried chicken. Motherfucking collard greens. Cabbage. Candy yams. Red rice. Yellow rice. Spanish rice. Mashed potatoes. Carrot cake, velvet cake, apple pie, sweet potato pie, and potato salad.
Oh, okay, y'all doing light work.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese. The macaroni and cheese, baked ziti, and lasagna. Yes, we cooking.
Your refrigerator can hold all that?
My refrigerator holds. It's holding it all right now. I don't know what's be cooking when it get in the pans. But I invited the kids over, you know, after they go see their family. And for the ones that live here in town and don't have family in town, I invited them over. So, you know, Don't come over and eat before I leave to go on my road trip because I'm leaving out of town. Yes, I said collard greens. You know, I said collard greens with smoked neck balls. And I said mac and cheese, too. Girls, get into it, bitch. I'm having a buffet, bitch. You know, I'm a fat bitch. Honey, hold on. We got callers.
All right.
202-640. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How y'all doing today?
Fine.
Good, good. I just had, like, basically a comment about what I've seen from the way Ebony Ball.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
Basically, you know, I feel like the problem with the ballroom scene is basically that people aren't taking responsibility for themselves. They're acting like children. You know, they're not acting like adults. You know, especially under the influence of, like, alcohol and drugs and things like that. You know, little things, small things, such as, you know, somebody stepping on your shoes could bother you and take you to, you know, the maximum in, like, 10 seconds. You know, shouldn't happen. If we all act like adults and things like that and take responsibility for ourselves, there wouldn't be no problems. Also, too, you know, I'm someone that, you know, works. I work, you know, a full-time job, everything like that. You know, I try to come out to as many balls as I can and you know, showstopper and everything like that. I walk runway. But the problem to me is I don't even, like I said, it's not no fun in the ballroom scene no more. So it's like I don't even feel like coming out no more and walking these balls and spending my money and spending my time to come out to these balls and travel and everything like that. If it's going to be, you know, a fight every time, you know, it gets kind of tiring when you put all this creativity into something that you really, really are passionate about and really, really love, and it's put to waste. And the ballroom thing, you know, I've grew up, you know, and my mother has always, and my mother and my father have always, you know, supported me in all my talents as far as singing and everything like that. And one day I would like them to know or get to see that I do have other talents, you know, as far as the ballroom scene is concerned, but I would never bring my parents to the ballroom scene with the way that it's being ran now. Never.
And
my mother would be appalled.
I understand you 100%.
I understand you
100%, but I guess with help from you and others of your peers, we can correct the problem because just as well as it has went south, we can get it back on track too, but we have to do it as a group.
Yeah, I believe that too, but I think it's just gonna take some a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and some girls, you know, are very selfish. Some girls don't feel like putting that time or energy into the ballroom scene. They just, you know, they just in it for themselves. So, you know, I think that a lot of people like the ballroom scene because of the life that they get, but they don't really love the ballroom scene for what it is. So I think we just need to instill that in a lot of people that, you know, the ballroom scene is ours. And it's definitely starting to take off and become more mainstream, and it can't become more mainstream if all the shenanigans is going down every time we have a function.
That is true. That is true. So did you walk Roy's ball?
No, I didn't even go. I had to work and everything like that, but I didn't even go. But I saw it online. And, you know, that's another thing, you know, we talking about this ball and this recap of this fight and everything like that. And these girls actually came out and they really, like, showstopped. Like, nobody's even really talking about how, you know, good Cassandra and Amari's battle was and everything like that because they're so concerned on this fight. You know, a lot of moments happen at their ball, and we can't have these, you know, statuses and stuff given out right and, you know, giving the credit to where it's due if we can't even recognize these moments that are happening because of this stuff that's happening at these balls. It can't overshadow.
That is true.
I just called to say that, you know, I hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving and everything like that, and I love y'all.
You too.
You
thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, the next caller we have is 510-485. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Stop pressing one if you're just listening. Okay. Anybody else is out there on the phone line, definitely feel free to definitely press one. We are definitely taking phone calls, honey, and for everybody that's out there. We can talk about anything y'all want to talk about. It's Classic Tuesdays, honey. You know, it's Classic Tuesday slash the recap slash tell me what you cooking for Thanksgiving. If you cooking for Thanksgiving, tell us what you cooking, or call in here, bitch, and tell us if you going to your house. You know what, better yet? Because I did this last year. I did this last year for Thanksgiving time. And because we didn't have the show last year on Wednesday, we did it on Tuesday again. I want everybody that's on the phone lines, okay? I have 61 girls on the phone lines. I have 48 girls and 49 girls in the chat room. I want everybody to press 1 and please tell me, what are you thankful for? Okay, since we're not going to be here tomorrow. And I know everybody that's on the phone line just sitting here, everybody should be thankful for something. All you girls that's on the phone line, all the ones should be up, and everybody should be pressing 1 to tell us exactly what you're thankful for. So please press 1 and tell me exactly what you're thankful for. Okay. Legendary woman's performance, Monique Mizrahi, you're live on the air on Classic Tuesdays. What are you thankful for, baby?
I'm thankful that I'm still here. I was shot, and I'm still here breathing, and I'm thankful for my 2 children and for my mother still being here.
Oh, God.
I know, that's right. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
Kelly.
Yes?
Where you said you were going out of town.
Yes.
You didn't discuss this with me.
I'll call you after the show.
Yes, you will call me after the show.
Oh,
yes,
you will.
Okay. The next caller is 407-697. You're live on the air. Tell me what you're thankful for, baby.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, baby.
I'm doing great.
I'm thankful for my mother. I'm thankful for good health. I'm thankful for still being able to, you know, live day by day and stay out of.
Hold on, the next caller, sorry, hold on, go ahead baby,
I'm sorry, they was being loud in here, and I put you on hold by accident. Go ahead, baby.
Okay, like I was saying, I'm thankful for good health. I'm thankful for, you know, still being here, able to see another day, you know, through all the violence and the drama that's going on in Atlanta. You know, I'm still thankful for still being here strong and healthy, and just thankful to see another Thanksgiving.
Thank you, baby. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless.
So all you other girls are sitting here on the phone line, and y'all just listening to this show, Miss Thang. I know y'all queens are thankful, Miss Thang. And I could take it, disconnect all you girls, Miss Thang. Everybody should have their hand up because everybody should be thankful for something, Miss Thang. All you girls that I have on the phone line. Every number should have their hand up because y'all all should be thankful for something, or I'm going to disconnect y'all, Miss Thang. And at 12 o'clock, me and Cabbage can end the show, and Cabbage can go do what she got to do, and I can go do what I got to do. We don't have to sit here. Y'all bitches should be thankful, bitch. A lot of you bitches, oh, girl, your mouth going to make my mouth go nasty, bitch. A lot of you girls should be thankful, Miss Thang, because a lot of you girls out here running around, and y'all sleeping raw, y'all sleeping unprotected, Miss Thang. Y'all should be thankful because, bitch, I came up with 11 queens, Miss Thang, and only 2 of us are still here, Miss Thang. I'm thankful that I'm still here, Miss Thang, and I'm thankful that my girlfriend's passed on and they're in a better place, Miss Thang. So anybody on this phone line should be thankful for something. Okay, the next call I have is 716-390. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Cabbage? How y'all doing?
Hi.
We doing
this
great.
I want to tell everybody. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I just was calling and I was listening. What I am thankful is to be with my family for Thanksgiving back home. But I'm about to head back to my second home, back to Atlanta. But I'm thankful to be just living.
I know that's right. Thank you,
that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next call I have is 443-443. You're live on the air. The next call I have is 862-224. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly and Cabbage? How y'all doing?
Hello.
We're doing great. And yourself?
I'm pretty good. This is Cliff Elisha.
Hey, Cliff. What's going on?
Nah, I'm calling tell you what I was thankful for. I'm thankful for my family. My family, health and strength, forgiveness, and having two loving parents, my house parents, that allow us to be ourselves and teach us it's okay to be different. So that's pretty much it.
Thank you, baby. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
You too.
You got any more callers, please?
Yes. The next call is the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Carr.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm thankful that I can get in these damn pants because I gained so much weight. I'm thankful for my daughter, Keontae, who's about to be 10 years old. Thank you that Cabbage is still on his phone, Kelly's still on his phone, and that I'm still here after 17 years later. I'm thankful that everybody that is still here in the boardroom scene that I grew up with is still here and still walking and still doing their things. Even if you ain't walking, you still here. Even if something is wrong, you are still here. We have so much to be thankful.
What are you cooking?
So, I'm going to Kelly House, Kim House. I'm going everywhere. Can I go to your house, Miss Thing? Because I'm going to everybody's house.
Turkey, though. I'm making duck.
Are you making ham?
Yes. My son Joseph, that's all he likes is ham. So, I got to make a ham, regardless of what the case might be. He bought a ham a month ago.
Okay.
He bought a ham a month ago. So what I think I'm going to make, since Kelly gave her menu, I might as well give mine. I guess I'm going to make duck. I'm going to make a ham, a pot roast, collard greens, fresh string beans. I'm going to make red rice with sausages. Just not plain red rice. Red rice and sausages. I'm going to make white rice. I think I'm going to make fish sweet potato pies. I think I'm going to make a pineapple upside down cake. I'm gonna make a peach cobbler and I'm gonna make a small apple. I'm gonna make a small apple cobbler. I'm gonna make macaroni and cheese. I might make baked ziti, and I really don't play with too much potato salad and all of that. But if I guess if one of the kids, Tim likes potato salad, so I guess I'll make potato salad, and that's gonna be my night. I don't know what my son Sean is going to make, but he's supposed to be making something, too.
Okay. It's going to be on and popping in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I think so. And, I mean, if Kelly, if you're flying by here, I might just make a banana flambe just for you.
She has to always throw those technical difficult things into, crazy shit, honey.
But she can do that nobody else can do.
Flambe with rum. Kelly, the ham is not on the menu for other people. That's just for me.
You can have the ham. I'm bringing the beef.
Okay. What kind of beef? Corned beef? Honey, what kind of beef, honey?
Man, I'm bringing the beef.
I know you're. I remember we was on the show last week Wednesday. You mentioned 3 days.
I'm bringing the beef, honey. Hold on. Stay right there with us. Honey, the next call is 678-768. We're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby?
I'm thankful for my family. Just thankful for my family. Like my mother, Cabbage, and my father, Tim, and my real mother and father, it intertwines, and I'm thankful for the family that I have. And my brother, Joseph, and my husband, like, I'm thankful for my life and who I am.
Yeah, I'm thankful for my son-in-law, Marvel Ebony, too.
Just your son-in-law, Mom? Really? Okay.
I know that's right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling me, honey. Honey, I'm going over to my mother's house and my cousin's house for chitlins, honey. Barbara ain't never teach me how to clean chitlins, so I ain't making them, honey, because they'll kill you if you don't clean them right.
You bring them here, I'll clean them for you, but I ain't gonna cook them.
The next caller is 267-357. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Cabbage? This is Big Nose. What's going on?
Hi, honey.
Hey, Big Nose.
Big Nose? Long time no hear from. Wow.
Oh, hey, Nicole. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calling to say I'm thankful for life, like, period. Just, like, be able to have my friends, be able to have like a radio show that we could call in and voice our opinion on anything instead of waiting to like, you know, get to a ball and not be heard or anything like that. You know, just period, life, friends, health, everything. Just a good thing.
I know that's right. Thank you, Big Mel, for that, for calling in.
All right, keep me on. You're not coming up because it's hard getting on here.
Okay.
I didn't find the stocking cap. I'm not thankful for that.
This caller is 678-768. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly and Cabbage?
Hi, all right. Sweetie.
What's going on?
What I am thankful for is my good health. That's number one. I'm thankful for the baby, my shorty, who I got on my side, for my farm. Thankful for having Cabbage to cook the food that she cooked.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for my good peeps, my father-in-law, Joseph Ebony, and my brother, Sean Ebony. And I love the fam. And most power to all y'all out there. Y'all need to thank the Lord and put the Lord in your life because he comes first and he can make it better.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby?
Hi, Kelly.
Yes.
Hi, this is No Beat Sharice, and I'm thankful that I located my child in ACS.
Oh, my God.
You know what? You should be thankful that God allowed you to speak and hang up.
Girl, everybody after this 11th person, Miss Tang, because only 11 of you girls put your hands up, Miss Tang, and I have so many callers on, Miss Tang. All you girls is on the phone line after this 11th person, Miss Tang. I'm hanging up on y'all, Miss Tang, because y'all not thankful for anything, Miss Tang, so I don't think that y'all should be a part of this show, Miss Tang, because y'all not thankful for anything, honey. So, girls, please start pressing 1, because I'm going to start hanging up, honey. 973-397, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Doing pretty good. I'm thankful for 2 things specifically. I was just actually coming home from work, and it's like mad cold where I'm at. So I'm thankful that I'm not homeless, and I feel sorry for the people that do have to be out there because it's quite cold out there, and I wouldn't want it to be me, so that's one thing. And also I'm thankful, you know, for my actual blood parents, because I sit back and look at my friends. I was talking to them about this earlier, that, you know, some of us are more fortunate than others to be able to, you know, go to our parents' house, you know, being in this lifestyle. And, you know, I'm definitely thankful that even with my transition, that both of my parents have always been supportive, and I haven't had to, you know, deal with some things that other girls have had to, as far as, you know, being put out or, you know, shunned against their parents, you know, with their parents and everything. So definitely transitioning and still being able to go over and, you know, communicate with my family is a blessing. So just those things.
Thank you, baby. God bless you and your family. And congratulations on your transitioning.
Okay, definitely. You guys have a good night.
You too. The next caller is 843-523. You're live on the air. What are you thankful for?
Hi, Kelly. I'm mother-in-law.
Hi, baby.
What's up? I'm thankful for my family. My husband, my family, my dad, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and it's the great people that's in my life that show me this great lifestyle and what it could be, and the positive side instead of all of the negative side.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, baby. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, right. Well, I'm thankful for the Arashis.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, the next caller we have is 336-254, live on the air, baby. What are you thankful for?
Yeah, I like that. What's up, Kelly? What's up, Nicole? What's up, Cabbage? This Chicken.
Hi, Chicken.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm great. Nicole, Daddy told me to tell you, hey. Hey. I like to be thankful for my family and also thankful for my brother Day Day and thankful for my real family, the House of Evan. And that's what I'm thankful for.
Thank you,
Chicky, baby. The next caller is 973-732. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Lonson Ebony from New Jersey. How are you?
Hey, baby.
I'm thankful for my wonderful mother, Morgan, a cool Ebony family, and a job that I simply love.
Amen.
That's right. Amen to that, honey.
Khalid, make sure that you put out that no one is to go to Vogue night tonight.
That text was sent 25 minutes ago, darling.
Thank you, my love. I'll send spirits for you on Christmas.
Mother said, for
thank you,
next caller is 201-356. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Cabbage. Nicole.
Hi.
Erica Lure.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
The first thing I want to say, I'm thankful for still having a job. Second, I'm thankful for my family and my Lure family. And that's about it.
And that's enough to be thankful for right there.
Amen.
It sure is.
All right.
The next caller is 732-895. You're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby?
I'm thankful for my mother for being there for me when my real parents died and taking care of me for the past 7 years. I appreciate that because real gay people are not genuine when they sit up there and make you their child. You know what I mean? And I'm just thankful for having a mother like I have and having someone to guide me in the right direction to make sure that I don't fuck up like some of the rest of these people out here. I'm also thankful for all of my kids, Juicy, Lil, Jay, my big head, my son-in-law, Ron, my charm one, JR and Tuna, my big brother, Jay, my father, Tim. I love you all. I love you too, Kelly, and I want some of them chitterlings. Make sure you bring that. And
baby,
I'm thankful
for those buns.
You ain't gonna have no buns, Kelly. I done told you that ain't on the menu.
Kelly.
Oh my God.
Yes, honey. Thank you, honey. Thank you, Jesus, honey. Let me lay hands upon shit, honey. Yes.
Kelly.
Bless your poor buns.
Thank you, Joseph, for calling in.
You.
You know, I'ma do like the other girls do on their radio show and say they got a whole bunch of callers to say just start randomly just calling the girls' numbers out to say since nobody ain't coming to say because I be on other shows sometimes to say and they be like we got a caller they call out my number to say and I never press one to say so we gotta do like the other girls do on their show that's how we gonna do it tonight to say so. Let's see. 443-621. You ain't press one, but you're live on the air. What you thankful for? 443-612. Hello? Okay. This is what I'm gonna do, Miss Tay. Since y'all girls don't wanna press one and I know y'all need to be thankful for something, Miss Tay, I'm gonna come to y'all number, Miss Tay, and if y'all don't say y'all thankful for something, Miss Tay, I'm gonna hang up on y'all, Miss Tay, because everybody should be thankful for something, honey. 773-656 live on the air. What are you thankful for? Okay. Bye, caller. The next caller, we came to my girlfriend right here, Miss Tang, already, honey. I know, we spoke to her. The next caller we're going to take is going to be 908-209, live on the air. Oh, they hung up already, Miss Tang, once I said, oh, no, they didn't. 908-209, live on the air. What are you thankful for, caller?
Thankful for life.
Amen.
Okay, thank you
Amen.
For being thankful. Okay. My next caller that I'm going to take is definitely, hold on, because I need to see where I'm at, hold on. My next caller I'm going to take is going to be 317-833. You're live on the air. What are you thankful for, caller? Okay, they hung up the phone line. My next caller I'm going to take, because they didn't press 1, is going to be 215-554. You're live on the air. What are you thankful for, caller? Hello? Okay, that's not. Honey, my next caller is going to be a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. What are you thankful for, private caller?
Oh,
private caller. Okay, I guess not. All you private callers, get ready. I'm coming to you. The next one is going to be another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, what are you thankful for, private caller? Private caller. Okay, I guess not. My next caller I'm going to come to is going to be another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. What are you thankful for, private caller? Okay, private caller, one more time. Private caller is now gone. I have one more private caller left, honey. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. What are you thankful for, private caller? Okay, private caller. I guess not. You're gone, private caller. Let me get to my next caller with a number. 708-953. You're live on the air. What are you thankful for, caller? 708-953. You're live on the air, baby. What are you thankful for, baby? Okay, I guess you're not, honey. The next caller is 336-254. You're live on the air.
Yo, what's up, Kelly? You already asked me. I already said it.
Okay, let me highlight you, honey, so I can already ask you, honey. Because all you girls is playing games this day. I'm getting rid of y'all girls. Because everybody should be thankful for something, honey. Hold on. 434-825, you're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby?
I'm thankful for my wife, my kids, my family, on and off the ballroom scene.
Okay, thank you, baby, for definitely taking. Let me take your call. I mean, the next call I have is 646-436. You're live on the air.
Thankful for my family.
What are you thankful for, caller?
My family and friends.
Okay, thank you, baby. The next call I have is the next call I'm going to take is going to be 609-348. You're live
on the air.
What are you thankful for, baby?
I'm thankful for just life, period. My health, my family, my friends. Hey, Kelly and Cabbage, it's Tanae from Atlanta City.
Hi, baby.
Hey, Tanae.
I'm coming to your house for Thanksgiving. What food y'all got?
I'm going to be here, honey. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock Thursday night, and then I'm leaving.
I had all them groceries on the ready. I said, well, goddamn, they must be feeding the army.
Girl, I got a cook, girl. I got 52 members in New York City. So I gotta cook down. I gotta make sure all my kids eat and go home with a plate.
And the cub is making a duck.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like turkey too much. I really don't. I don't like turkey too much.
Me either. Y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
And you too.
You too.
All right.
The next caller we have is 513-226. You're live on the air, baby. What are you thankful for?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby. What are you thankful for?
I'm just thankful for my sanity, my health, my friends and family, a very accepting family because, you know, I'm in a relationship with a transsexual, so, you know, that's kind of can be confusing at times, but they were very accepting to it.
Thank you, okay, thank you, baby. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. The next call I'm going to take is going to be 335-588. You're live on the air.
Yeah, it's two people on the phone. The first thing, this beat, Brit Squad, I'm thankful for good health. I'm thankful for being able to have a peace of mind. I'm thankful for God putting a wonderful human being in my life right now. My brother, Lamel Ebony. Lamel, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. Hi, Auntie Cabbage. Hey, Kelly. How's everybody?
Hi.
Hey, Auntie.
What's going on, Cabbage?
What's up, nigga?
Oh, but we about to make it hot. And we got Don Juan right here. Tell everybody why you thankful for.
What?
Tell them why you thankful. They just popped this on the radio show.
I'm just thankful for life.
You know what I mean? Everybody. That's the radio show.
That's
the oh, no problem.
That's so crazy.
Hello. We might be getting called down. We'll put everybody on the face. I'm thankful that I'm in Houston and it's 85 degrees, but I wish I was in New York.
I know that's right, baby. We wish we was out there with 85 degree weather.
It is like 85 degrees for real. Like, we are walking around here with like tank tops and shorts on, and it's going to be like really hot this whole weekend.
Shit, I might have to come to Houston.
That is a good function.
Yeah, the 12th, December 12th, $1,000 open to all performance.
And I was thankful when Ginger break her dumb ass down the block and come on over here so we can go to the club tonight.
I know that's right.
Jesus.
Thank y'all for definitely calling in. The next call I'm going to take is going to be 443-414. You're live on the air. 443-414. You're live on the air. Okay,
hello.
You're not thanking for anything. I don't want you to be a part of us. Please. The next caller we get is 862-579. You're live on the air. 862-579. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess you're not thankful for anything either, baby. We're going to have to let you go. Okay, my next call I'm going to take is going to be 443-630. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, Kelly, I just want to say I'm thankful for you, my family, my house family, and, you know, just waking up every day.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. I love you, Kelly.
I don't know what that means.
Love you, too.
Thankful for you.
Next caller we have is 323-989. You're live on the air, baby. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for good health. My rent and bills is paid. I have a lovely car and a nice big bed to sleep in. And I'm also thankful that I'm fishing, baby.
I know that's right. Thank you, baby. The next caller we have is 773-656. You're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby? 773-656. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. 614-824. You're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby? 614-824, you're live on the air. Okay. 708-953, you're live on the air, baby. What are you thankful for?
I'm just thankful to God for everything he's ever done in my life for me.
Okay, thank you very much, baby. Okay, God, honey. 910-818, you're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby? 919-818, you're live on the air.
Oh.
Okay. The next caller is 973-687, you're live on the air. What are you thankful for, baby?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what are you thankful for, baby?
I'm thankful for Tins of Chops every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night.
Oh, shit.
I know that's right, Lottie. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm thankful that I could be here. You know what I'm really thankful for? I'm thankful that I went to court last Thursday, and the judge said 30 cases dismissed. We're not sending you back up.
Oh.
But I'm I'm thankful that I could be here with y'all to do this show and continue to do this show. That's what I'm really thankful for.
And I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. After you.
I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for all 12 of my gay children. I'm thankful for all 208 members in the House of Mizrahi from New York to Atlanta to Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, motherfucking Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, L.A., all over. That's what I'm really thankful for. That's what I'm thankful for. And I have to praise the Lord for that every day. That's what I'm thankful for. How y'all doing?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I love y'all.
Love you. Okay. Hold on, we got another caller. 240581. You're live on the air.
Well, I would have to say that starting down the line, I'm thankful for the Lord being in my life and keeping me alive as long as He did through the years that He has done and still keeping me. And I'm thankful for my real son. I'm thankful for my real mom. I'm thankful for my mom, Cabbage, my dad, Roy, and Tim. I mean, Lord have mercy, Roy and Esther. And I'm also thankful for some of my Ebony family that have been real with me from day one. And I'm also thankful for my haters and my enemies because they are the ones that keep me praying. They keep me on top. They keep me wanting to strive for better. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Thank you, Naima.
Thanks. I know that's right. Thanks, Ma. Yes, honey. But yeah, that's what I'm thankful for this year, honey. You know, it's been so much that has been going on. I'm thankful for another thing. I'm thankful for all my sisters that have passed on and that God has took them to a better place, Miss Thing. And they're not living in pain, and they're not living in hurt, Miss Thing, and they're not going through everything they was going through when they was down here on earth. I'm thankful for that also, Miss Thing. I'm thankful for everybody that's still here, Miss Thing, whether you're sick, whether you're strong, whether you're healthy or anything. I'm thankful for all of y'all, for y'all still being here and waking up another day to be here on the show with me, Nicole, and Cabbage. Honey, I'm thankful for that, honey. I'm thankful for everybody that has all the creativity in this ballroom scene, Miss Thing, and nobody just doesn't see it, Miss Thing, because it seems like we can't stop the fighting, Miss Thing, and we're going to always have to remain underground, Miss Thing. I'm thankful for all of you girls, Miss Thing. I'm really thankful for that, Miss Thing.
I'm thankful for you not being happy when you go in the court and that didn't happen to you so I can see you more on the back of the runway with your kids. I'm thankful for the whole House of Karn, James Karn, for seeing the best in me. I'm thankful for James Icon, who's showing me much. I'm thankful for this train that I'm about to get on. I thank you for all of y'all. I love y'all very, very much, and I'll see you at Vogue Night. Bye, Conchie. Love you. Love America. See y'all later.
Bye-bye, baby.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm also thankful for my legendary sister, the OEO mother, Jasmine Couture Mizrahi. I'm thankful for her, Miss Thing, because without her in my life, Miss Thing, I don't think I could make it through a lot of things that I'll be going through. That I'm also thankful for that, honey. And you know what, honey? It's a slow night, Miss Thing, and it's always a slow night, honey, because the girls is in transition to get to their families so they can be thankful with their families, Miss Thing, and everybody's on the road and they're traveling and they're doing the things that they're doing, Miss Thing. And so on that note, Miss Thing, you know, I'm going to let y'all girls know, honey, we getting out of here early, Miss Thing. We getting out of here early tonight, Miss Thing. I'm going to do what I got to do and shake a tail feather, Miss Thing, and throw on some paint and get up out of here, Miss Thing. But I'm thankful for all of you, my last thankful thing, and then I'm going to close the show with my closing marks, and then I'm going to take it away to motherfucking good. Let Cabbage take it away. But my last thing that I'm thankful for, besides my sister Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, I'm thankful for everybody that calls in here Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays for the last year and a half February 23rd will be our second year of being here on the show. I'm thankful for all you girls that tune in here and listen to us every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Because without you girls on the other side of the phone line, without you girls on the other side of the internet, bitch, I'll just be a big fat faggot, Miss Thing, sitting here on the phone lines, just motherfucking talking, Miss Thing. So you girls make me want to get up out my motherfucking bed every motherfucking night and get up on this motherfucking phone and talk with y'all, give y'all all the motherfucking ballroom gossip, give y'all all the ballroom shade, Miss Thing, all the fights and everything. Y'all make me want to get up and do this for y'all, bitch, because you don't get a lot of real bitches like me and Cabbage that was ever on our tongue. We're going to say it, bitch, and we're going to be blunt about it, Miss Thing. Girls want to be catty and girls want to be shady with it, Miss Thing. But I'm the real bitch to give it to you, Miss Thing. And like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary Aurora East Coast mother. I love you all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever cousin or uncle or aunt that you might suck up this weekend, please make sure you do practice those sex. And you definitely do wrap it up, because the life you save will definitely be your old. And I'll see you back here Monday night for a recap of the whole weekend, because it's definitely a 5-day weekend, and I'm definitely going to recap it all for you on Monday. Cabbage, take it away, baby.
All right, I want to say I want to be thankful for my family, my friends, especially my son Joseph, especially Tim, and everybody else that's out there that might not have the best Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for them too, and I hope that I can give anything to anybody. If anybody's listening to this show and I'm cooking and y'all have nowhere to go, y'all can call me, find Joseph's number, find my number. It's on Facebook. If you just want a hot meal, call me and let me know, or just hang out, call me and let me know. I'm thankful for everybody, Joseph especially, like I said, Tim, Dre, Bernie, everybody that's in my house. Sanaya, most definitely, I love her, and thank you, but please, anybody that's listening to this, no Ebony's are to go to Vogue Night tonight. But if you do decide to go out, please, wrap it up before you put anything in your mouth, before you put anything in your butt, regardless of what the case might be. Please use a condom and just be thankful for all that you have and all that you will receive. Thank you and have a nice night, everybody, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Back and wave on her when she pumping up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Shake Up.